a permit on the Yuramina zone, fully permitted, ready to drill. We should be hopefully drilling sometime in mid-May. The permitting process in Peru, it seems like everything in Peru is quite straightforward. Check the box, fill the form out properly, get in the queue, and the permit gets issued. A unique aspect of our project is that it is one of the few, and maybe the only, low-cost, open-pit, heap-leachable project where silver is the primary metal and gold is the secondary metal. We're not producing silver as a credit to copper, lead, zinc, tin, whatever the case may be. It makes the metallurgical process so much more simple, brings the cost way down. We're going to be a very, very low-cost, open-pit, heap-leach operation. I don't like to say we're the only one, but I haven't found one like us yet. We are targeting 60 to 70 million ounces of silver, and we're targeting somewhere around 1 million ounces of gold. We feel that will take us a couple of years to drill that up to a resource level, and we believe that is a very reasonable expectation. A lot of people looking at it have suggested it might be bigger. I simply stick to what will give us a 10 to 12 year mine life producing 5 to 6 million ounces a year, and I'm happy with that amount.
Steve Barley, Magma Silver, how are you, man?
Good, Andy. How are you doing?
Really good. Good to see you again. Just thinking about you guys, silver's really starting to take out. It looks like, I think it's bottomed, and we certainly might test those bottoms, but I think that flush out was really a good opportunity to buy. What's your just current take on just the overall market, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I tend to agree with you. We had a correction for numerous factors, most of which are outside of our control. Silver was down. Today, I think it's 76, 77 again, and going in the right direction. Long term, I believe silver has to increase in price simply because of demand and lack of supply. General markets, I think we're testing the bottom, if we're not already there, and this is a good time to accumulate shares in silver and gold deals.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. I have been a buyer, and I just really get out my shopping list and see what my favorite ones are. And I love pain, and we've had some pain. After a run-up, I love pain, I should say that. So, and that's what we had. It's just really an opportunity. Let's talk more about Magma. We've had you on before, but I think it'd be great to just give a 30,000-foot view again and work our way down. Tell me about the company, what you guys are about, and where you guys are at.
Okay, well, we're Magma Silver Corp. We have a silver gold project in Peru, about 40 square kilometers. We are fully permitted to start drilling in one aspect of the project.
That's a lot of land, Steve. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, actually, it's a good size package of land. If it gets too big, it becomes too cumbersome to really investigate it all. 40 right. square kilometers is a good pack of land. It's all contiguous. It's easy to operate on.
Yeah. Well, tell me about that. You're in Peru. My next question's typically, and I already know the answer to this, but I want to ask it for all my viewers and listeners that are not aware of you guys. Do you have access to infrastructure, the roads, power, and that sort of thing?
Yes. As we discussed, I believe in one of my earlier calls, Newmont was on the project, or at least a portion of the project, back in the early 2000s, spent about $7 million U.S., did all the fatal flaw analysis. And they were looking for power, which is 7 kilometers away. They're looking for water. There's lots of water. Good road access right off National Highway 28, paved surface. And there's lots of local labor and a good infrastructure support center about an hour and 15 minutes away in Ayacucho.
Okay. Have you done business in Peru before? Have you been down there? And yeah, what's your experience in working in Peru? And what I'm trying to get at is a good jurisdiction to mine in.
Peru, I believe, is a very good jurisdiction. I have not personally operated in Peru, but my team, in particular my head technical guy, has been focused on there for 32 years. And I've operated in Argentina, and I've operated in Central Africa and the U.S. Peru is very, very good. It's ranked number 3 in silver, number 11 in gold. And more importantly to me, 15% of their GDP is tied to mining. And therefore, they are going to protect that source of revenue.
Yeah, very friendly for mining, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
Yeah. Tell me about the permitting process. That's usually a question that I get. I know you guys are explorers. So you have or are looking for permits to mine. How has that been, that process? And do you have those permits?
We have a permit on the Yaramina zone, fully permitted, ready to drill. We should be hopefully drilling sometime in mid-May. The permitting process in Peru, it seems like everything in Peru is quite straightforward. Check the box, fill the form out properly, get in the queue, and the permit gets issued. It takes some time. I would think the average time is somewhere around 8 months from date of submission. But in general, Peru in general is, so long as you do things properly, you get what you ask for.
Got it. Let's take a deeper dive into the project. You said you have 40 hectares. I'm writing notes here. Tell me about what do you think you've got and what you're drilling on and the projects that you have.
This project had about 14 and a half million Canadian spent on it previously by Newmont on one side, by AngloGold, Ashanti, then our predecessor, the people who vended the project to us, Rio Silver. But a lot of work has been done on it. It is a silver gold project. The unique aspect of our project is that it is one of the few and maybe the only low cost open pit heap leachable project where silver is the primary metal and gold is the secondary metal. We're not producing silver as a credit to copper, lead, zinc, tin, whatever the case may be. It makes the metallurgical process so much more simple. Brings the cost way down. We're going to be a very, very low cost open pit heap leach operation. I don't like to say we're the only one, but I haven't found one like us yet.
Yeah, and I want to get at that and tug on that. So you're not producing lead, zinc, or any of the other byproducts, correct? Your sole focus is on silver and then gold, correct?
Correct, and we're very shallow. We probably won't drill below 200, 250 meters maximum. There is a potential for a large copper porphyry underneath our project, but that's not our interest. At some point in time, someone's going to stick a drill hole down. I believe Newmont did. And there's copper, lead, and zinc below, but it is not in the silver gold zone that we are focused on.
Got it. So being such a silver gold play, that gives you a lot of leverage that I might ask, I'm asking to the price of silver and to gold. Is that correct?
That is correct. Also, because it's a very low cost project, Newmont had determined that it was going to be economically viable, mid-sized with a lot of upside potential at $20 silver and $1,200 gold. So we are not overly sensitive to silver and gold price. This will make money even at lower levels.
Okay. So I don't know the answer to this. How did you guys get this then?
This was a combination of contacts and good timing. We started this conversation in 2024 with Rio Silver, and Rio Silver was having, like everyone else, was having difficulty raising capital. We had the ability to do that, and therefore we picked the project up from them. We have 100% access to it on very, very reasonable terms. Rio, it was good timing. The silver hadn't gone for its run yet. And so we signed the agreements in January of 2025, all regulatory approvals, April of 2025.
And so then 25 right place, happened, right time. Everything took off.
Exactly, it was just the right place, right time.
Yeah, well, that's it's often better to be lucky than good, so they say, but I'd say that knowing you and knowing the team and also the project, being familiar with the project, I think you're both lucky and good.
Well, that's nice to hear. And yes, I think we have an excellent team and I think we are lucky. I think we've picked our timing. Our plan is to advance this project, get it into a resource category. And then at some point in the future, when all the merger and acquisition activity starts, make sure that we're relevant in the top 5 or 10 companies to be looked at. And I think that will be true because of the fact that we are silver and gold. So it should be of interest to a lot of mid-tier, mid-sized silver companies.
Got it. Well, talk to me more about the project, if you can comment, and you might not be able to, but what you can comment, what do you think you have as far as ounces in the ground, if you can comment on that?
I think I can comment on that, and this is extrapolation. This is based on the information we have, but there's been a lot of data, been a lot of work already done, even though this is a new project per se. We are targeting 60 to 70 million ounces of silver, and we're targeting somewhere around 1 million ounces of gold. We feel that will take us a couple of years to drill that up to a resource level. And we believe that is a very reasonable expectation. A lot of people looking at it have suggested it might be bigger. I simply stick to what will give us a 10 to 12 year mine life producing 5 to 6 million ounces a year, and I'm happy with that amount.
Got it. So you get that number, is that from data that's already that you already have and then and been done? And then that's my first question. Then my second question is that's a lot of silver and gold still. And I don't mean still as by any ways dismissive. That's a good project. That's a very good project to be on. But do you also are you looking to expand it? Is there potential for expansion?
Yes, th this project has three distinct zones. So it has the Yaramina, which will be gold dominant, but with silver. We have the Randipata, which is an unknown, but we pulled an 8 ounce grab sample off it just walking over it. And then we have the Ninabamba Main north and south zones, the north being predominantly gold, the south being predominantly silver. The gold area is high sulfidation, vuggy silica, which is typical of every large gold project in Peru. And the low sulfidation is very, very similar to the Corner Bay Alamo Dorado project in Mexico, which they sold to Pan American in 2002 for $100 million when silver was $5 an ounce, where we have a lot of similarities to that project.
So just do the math, right?
Do the math. If we have 70 million ounces, silver right now, depending on what numbers you believe, is probably in the $4 to $5 US per ounce in the ground. And gold is depends, it varies from $50 to $150 per ounce in the ground. Take a medium number, and it's a lot bigger than our market cap at the current time.
Got it. Okay. So what two things. Walk me through you want to get a resource here. You said the next 3 years. Walk to me through those steps and process. And also walk through me. You got the drills, the rig's gonna be turning here in the next month or in the next probably 6 weeks. Correct me if I'm wrong. Walk me through what's your expectation with the drill rigs turning and the timeline. And what I'm trying to get at, news should be flowing here through the summer, correct?
We'll have a lot of catalysts. The drills, we get our fingers crossed, the drills will be turning in May. We have a driller identified. We're ready to go. We're fully funded. We don't need to raise a dime to do their planned work program for the next 12 months minimum. Then we will also, at the same time, so that's on Yaramina on the Newmont side, and on the AngloGold Ashanti side, Ninabamba Main, we're going to have a ton of surface work. This is primarily the surface. Your trenching returns 50, 75 meter widths of silver and gold. So we'll do a lot of surface work and testing while we're applying for the drill permits on the Ninabamba Main. So quite frankly, the work shouldn't stop, and the news flow should not stop once the drill starts to turn in May.
Yeah. So walk me through to getting a resource. You're looking at about 3 years before you can get a pre-feasibility study done or a feasibility study done.
I'm hoping that we can do it in less, and the reason being, excuse me, we're only drilling 200 meter holes.
Right.
So think of it like a drill, like a sewing machine going across in a grid across the property. I've been in projects where we were drilling 1,000 meters, and that takes a long time to drill a hole. 200 meters doesn't take long. You bring in multiple drill units, you can punch a lot of 200 meter holes in a hurry. And so I'm hoping that we can do this within about a 2 year time frame, which in my feeling is going to keep us within this current really well moving market.
Yeah. So, Steve, it's interesting. When I first met you, it was in December or January. I can't remember the exact
December.
month. It was in December. Yeah. Started talking to you about this project and the story. And you guys, what stood out to me, and this is a good thing, this is a really good thing, You guys are so new, not new in experience because you have over 20 years experience in this and you have a world-class team, but you just guys have not really gotten the word out. So I thought that was interesting to me. And then also with this recent sell-off, and it's sold off, and you guys are none the different, but what's interesting to me, I too think that's just because you haven't had the news flow, but that's coming. So address all of that, if you would.
Yeah, no, we're new, although the project was worked on substantially back in the early 2000s.
That's a good thing, guys. They're new.
Yeah, that is a good thing. It sat on the back shelf. Rio Silver was in the ugly market. They all went through and couldn't raise money to work on it. So really, it's sort of set on the back in the background. Moving forward, we're starting, as you know, we're doing a lot of marketing, and we tend to do it old school marketing. We have some electronic, some online, but primarily old school marketing of meeting with people and telling them about the project. And that'll take a little time, but we've done marketing in Europe. As you know, we were in Atlanta. Next week, we're on the Eastern Seaboard, so New York, Boston, Hartford, Providence. And we'll continue to do that. We're going to attend your conference on May 1st and 2nd in Atlanta. And we're excited about that. We think that's going to be very, very well attended because of, one, the audience that you have, but number two is because of the market and with the precious metal focus. So we're excited about that. We'll continue to tell the story. We'll go back to Europe again. We've had a very good reception in Munich, Zurich, Geneva, Luxembourg, and in Frankfurt. So we'll continue to do that type of marketing, and we'll do some online, but it's primarily meeting people.
Yeah. Steve, you are like a guy that loves a handshake and looks somebody into the eye and getting out and seeing people. But again, I was just very pleasantly surprised that this is a new project and news good, being you guys haven't gotten the word out or hadn't started getting the word out. And so that gave me an opportunity to do my evaluation before all of my peers. And so I do still think it's new. So you got the resource, you got the great project, you got the silver, what we think is there. And I think you're at a significant discount. Steve, if people want to do due diligence on you guys, how do they find you? What's your website? What exchanges are you traded on? And what's your ticker symbols?
We're magmasilver.com. Easy to find. MGMA on the TSXV. I always struggle with the .F, MG. I always struggle with the OTC symbol. We're on Frankfurt also as well for the European audience.
Excellent.
So we're easy to find.
Yep. And to all my viewers and listeners, again, I do have skin in the game in this. I'm actually, this is one of the companies that I want to buy more of. I haven't yet, but I will be buying more of. As also, and I just see the deep value there. That's really plain and simple. And I just see I believe you guys, this is not official, but I believe they have the silver in there. And then just getting to know, meeting people one-on-one, you spent the time with me, just giving your time, and I'm very appreciative of that. So if you are at the conference in Atlanta, spend some time with Steve. And I don't think you'll be disappointed. So Steve, it's always a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to seeing you and spending some time with you here in Atlanta. It's going to be a banger right now. I think we have 70 to 80. That's our expectation investors. So we're going to be very full.
Yeah, no, it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Atlanta is a market that we really hadn't considered, Andy, until we met you. So we owe you a big vote of thanks as well.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Have a good one. Let's chat soon. And if we don't chat soon, we are going to chat soon. I'm going to see you in a few weeks here in Atlanta.
Great. Thanks, Andy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.